Well, welcome back. We are continuing on in our conversational exposition. My name is David. I'm alongside Pastor David Guzik and Pastor Nate Wagner, and we're continuing on through the book of Exodus. Currently, we're looking at the furniture of the tabernacle and the courts of the tabernacle, and we come across here in the passage in Exodus 27, the oil for the lamps of the lampstand. Mm. So, who wants to start us off?
I'll read it. Okay, I always have you guys read. Mm. Why don't I read this one? Exodus chapter 27, beginning of verse 20. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of meeting outside the veil, which is before the testimony. Mm. Aaron and his son shall tend it from evening until morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. Mm. So there in the tabernacle, the tent, there's this thing called the golden lampstand. And what was the golden lampstand all about?
It was about holding the, what was it all about? The idea of lighting the tabernacle. It was a very dark place, so practically it actually gave light to the tabernacle.
Right, right. And so how were those lights powered? Was it solar power? Mm-hmm. Was it battery powered?
A little generator.
Explain it to me.
Generator out back.
Yeah.
No, it was powered by oil. It was an oil lamp, and it wasn't a
petroleum candle. Petroleum oil, gasoline, kerosene. What are we talking about?
I like this. It was pure oil of a pressed olive.
So olive oil.
Which I never knew was ignitable.
Oh, are you serious?
I don't think. I mean, don't we cook with olive oil?
Well, yeah, you can cook with olive oil, but no, it can be refined and prepared in a way that it burns. Wow. And so this is mainly what they used in the ancient world. They didn't use petroleum products or kerosene or this or that. Oil that they used to burn. Now, a little bit later on, just sort of historical note, is what really became in big use was whale oil. And those were the big days of whaling in the 18th and 19th centuries. But when petroleum was discovered to be and able to be refined, it put the whaling business out of business, you know, in a hurry.
It's kind of funny that there actually is petroleum everywhere where they're at. I mean, that area of the country.
Well, actually, not in the Sinai, not in that particular. There's not a lot of oil production there. You know, Egypt doesn't have a big oil production in that, but not far from there. Okay, but why are we even talking about this?
Why.
Because we're talking about olive oil.
Olive oil.
Okay, here, olive oil is what they would use.
Pressed olive oil. Right. Kind of cool that it's not, wasn't beaten, but it was the idea of a pressed
wasn't
olive
crushed.
Oil. Yeah, crushed.
And look, I don't know a lot about olive oil production, but from what I've read, this produces the best oil.
Yeah.
And isn't this just, God wants it best.
Yeah.
And even though it comes from pressing, okay, it the result is the best.
Yeah.
Any spiritual analogy there for our lives?
I just think of Paul. I've been crushed. But not destroyed, you know,
hard pressed. Even says.
Yeah, and just that idea that sometimes we get pressed.
Yes.
You know, God presses us.
You're not saying depressed.
No, not depressed.
So that may be true as well.
Or oppressed.
Right. Yes.
But we're pressed.
Pressed.
You know, we're pressed. We're go through trials. We go through struggles where our faith is refined. And what produces the best of the best.
Exactly. Yeah. What flows out from that can be like oil that brings heat and light and illumination.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's something glorious that can come from those times of pressing. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know that the New Testament word that's most commonly translated affliction, philipsis, it's translated other things as well. But the main idea behind that is pressing.
Mm-hmm.
It's to be pressed on. And from that, for the tabernacle, they produce the best oil. Mm-hmm. It's what gets produced in our life as well.
It was kind of cool, the idea. So we're talking about the idea of pressing, but it's also oil.
Yes.
And oil, isn't it usually uniformly throughout Scripture, oil is a picture of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit. And it brings life. It brings light. It's medicinal. It's healing. It's therapeutic. It smells good. It lubricates on and on and on. We can talk about how the work of olive oil, because when you see oil in the New Testament, you're talking about olive oil. You're not talking about vegetable oil. You're not talking about sunflower oil or canola oil. You're talking about olive oil. All right, now, verse 21 says, Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening till morning. So the priest had this routine to take care of, what was it, the golden lampstand? Do we have a picture of that? Right there, the golden lampstand. Again, artistic depiction of it. Mm-hmm. But this stood in the tabernacle. It was on top of here were the lamps. And what were they supposed to do with them?
Tend them. Care for them. Keep the fire burning.
How often did they have to do that?
Daily.
Well, why not just make sure it's lit and come back in a week?
Well, it doesn't work like that. There
well,
needs to be
why
a
trim- not?
Well, there needs to be a trimming of the wick. Mm. There needs to be a re-pouring of the oil. There needs to be just making sure that the light is always lit. It's not like a battery, and you, you know, you just flip on the light or anything like that, and it runs.
So for that light to be constantly lit, it had to be constantly tended. Nate, any analogy? I'm setting you up.
Well,
here.
Well,
any analogy here
like
for our walk with God?
For little, little
that's right. That's
I'm thinking,
right.
Yeah, I mean, for us in our daily walk with Christ, are we to rely on past experience? I read the Bible, you know, 2 weeks ago. That should last me. No, it's a daily commitment to Christ, a daily prayer life, a daily getting in the Word, a daily just bending the knee, preparing the heart, saying, Lord, come today,
yes.
And not to just rely on yesterday, but today is a new day.
Absolutely.
Also, in the same way as there's a continual pouring of the oil into the lamps, there needs to be a continual pouring of the Spirit into our lives.
Yes.
And
yes.
that we have to rely on Him daily, that we have to continually be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, okay,
and,
so
and
wait.
Trimmed as well, the trimming of the wick.
Yes.
You know, how much does God, Lord, trim?
Because what happens with a wick that's not trimmed?
Is it, doesn't this get more and more dead? And maybe
well, but it gets sooty and smoky, and the flame doesn't burn
quite
properly.
Nice.
That's what you get from it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me just ask you this. For a person needing this constant tending in the of their life with this, is that a flaw? Do you understand what I'm getting at?
Yeah, is it like a
I need
detriment?
To come and rely on the Holy Spirit every day. And that's am I doing something wrong if I feel that way?
No, I think God's designed it that we depend upon Him.
Yes.
I think it's He's designed it to notice and to understand that we can't do it on our own, that we can't, you know, in our own strength.
Yes.
But we need His strength. We need His Spirit. We need His power daily in our lives. And there needs to be that continual reliance on Him.
We could probably try it for a little bit. You know, we could probably go for a while. And if you can just
That's
imagine
right.
this lamp, it would light that tent for a while.
Maybe there'd be some reservoir of oil from the past in there.
Right. There will come a day when that oil runs dry and where you're too late, you know.
Powerful thing for us to emphasize our constant reliance upon the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Pure oil, pressed oil. That's what God wants to produce in our life.
Awesome.
Good. We'll break it off right here.